We've been asking this morning, we're about to talk to the owner, manager of a garden centre. We've been asking what you're up to this particular bank holiday, whether you're going out shopping, whether you are going to a garden centre, or whether you run one like Rob does. I own a garden centre, he says. We hope for days like this to sustain us during the rest of the year. That's why Easter Sunday trading legislation is so frustrating. Another listener says, it's from Superior Plants, says... in devises, working all weekend preparing the 5,000 hanging baskets we supply every year. But also an alternative view here. Callum says, I'm currently in Norway visiting family. Here the right idea exists. All shops are closed. Easter's like Christmas. It's time to switch off from the commercialisation of our lives in Norway, where family get together is what matters. The UK, he says, could learn a thing or two from Norway. Well, let's continue with that theme. Let's speak now to Andy Bunker, who's the owner of Alton Garden Centre in Essex, because new figures show business is booming at garden centres across the country, plant sales jumping by 40%. Morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Morning.
So how's trade then? Is it as good as those numbers suggest? Is it all booming at the moment?
Yep, still booming because of the weather. I mean, those figures are right in line with what we're doing. It's been a great start to the year, good gardening year, and plants always start selling well when the weather's right.
Is it as simple as that then? For you, is it all about the weather? Do you feel the broader economic issues, or is it just, you know, the sun shines, everybody goes, come on, let's get in the car, let's go down the garden centre?
It's exactly that. I've been in this industry for 38 years and it's always been the same. I'm interested, one of these days I'm going to do a survey between the economic climate, the weather and our trading figures, and I can tell you now there's no comparison between the economic climate and our trading figures. It's always been the weather.
Right, okay. So despite that though, obviously what's happening more broadly does affect you, because you import a lot of plants, presumably. Yeah. So the currency has weakened, as we know, quite significantly over the past 9 or 10 months since that vote last year. How's that affected you?
It's affected us by a small amount, and I say a very small amount. Prices of plants have gone up. Predominantly, stock coming from Europe has been affected, and ultimately, most of the product has some part of it coming from Europe, but it's a small percentage and there's been some realignment, but it's not been major. You know, I've been through quite a bit of Europe over the last 6 months and it's not dramatic.
And you are an independent player.
Yes,
so
we are.
How can you compete with the big garden centres that have lots and lots of different stores in terms of purchasing power and buying in your plants and your furniture and all that stuff from Europe?
Well, we are part of a group. We're independently owned. We have been for 46 years, but we're part of a big group that work closely together. It could be classified as a buying group. It's more of an exchange of information. So we do have buying power there with big suppliers, but it's really, there's a lot of product out there. And yes, you do need to be careful. But the multiples which we're up against really don't offer what we offer. They don't offer the service and the range and the quality. I mean, it's a known fact, if you go into one of the big boys, as we would say, as long as you get the plants on the day they're delivered, great. If you don't, they're not. I mean, my staff have been, the last 3 days, watering, spacing and checking. You know, I've got like 20 staff alone just looking after plants.
What's the competition like then from the big boys, as you call them? What's the state of play in your sector? Because a lot of independent shops elsewhere in retail, for example, have been struggling in the face of competition from the big guys. Is that the same in the garden centre world as well?
Again, we've had it for, I would say, for as long as I can remember, for 40 years. We've had all, without naming names, we've had big boys coming into the industry and you know, everybody's sort of feeling is running scared. It's not relevant. I mean, what they offer is very much the pilot high, sell it cheap. Yes, if you want a cheap orchid, you can go into one of the multiples and you get a cheap orchid. If you want something a little bit different, and we're not that much more expensive, that's the thing, you know, the perception of a garden centre in general is still good value. Our compost is very similar, our product's similar, but more importantly, we're giving very good advice.
And what's selling? Because again, that again gives you a little indication as to how much consumers feel they have money, you know, whether they're just buying plants and a bit of compost or whether they're splashing out on new garden furniture.
The way the weather is the weekend, it's been a very, very good gardening weekend. Barbecues and garden furniture is not quite strong. The May bank holidays are far stronger than furniture because of the weather. I mean, had we have had 5 or 10 degrees warmer, then yes, barbecues would seen it and furniture would have seen a bigger increase. But it's predominantly plants. People are out buying colour, brightening the garden up. It's quite interesting with this bank holiday. We're actually our biggest competitor, believe it or not, is DIY. Because if people, if the forecast the weekend is damp and miserable, they'll do Johnny's room. And once they've started on DIY, we're doing Johnny's room, they'll do Billy's room. Whereas if they can start in the garden, I'll give them some lovely plants in March and then it'll look fantastic. So they want to carry it on through April and May. So that's an interesting sector. You know, DIY would be our competitor for Easter.
Right, there you go. So DIY or garden centre. Louise, in one word, come on, which one you fancy doing?
We need to do a bit of gardening this weekend. The garden is looking like it needs a bit of weeding. I'll be on my knees later.
Thank you.
There's a thought. Thanks, Louise. And thank you, Andy Bunker there from Alton Garden Centre near Wickford in Essex. That's all from us.
On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
bbc.co.uk/5live.